I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. All right, we're jumping back into our top 10 myths about high-ticket WordPress consulting, and we're going to bust the myths. So last time, we only made it through, I think, maybe the first six or so. So we got four or five left that we want to jump into. And the reason that I keep wanting to get back into this is because there's so many people out there, probably not so many people necessarily in this group, but there's a lot of people out there who have a lot of anger when it comes to saying that, hey, you know what, I charge five or 10 or 15 or $40,000 or whatever for a WordPress site. And I think one of the big issues with it is people are like, oh, well, it only takes a little bit of time to build a WordPress site. I can do that really quick. You shouldn't be charging, you know, anywhere near those prices if all you're doing is taking a theme off the shelf and flinging it out onto the internet, you know, with a couple of content tweaks or something like that. And of course, that's true. You shouldn't be doing that. You should be doing a lot more than that. And that's what we're talking about here. And the big shift is, hey, it's Heather. Hey, Heather, good to see you. Boop. Thanks for clicking the eCam link. So that's what we're going to be talking about. So if you're here and you're checking this out for one of the first times since I started using eCam Live to broadcast these presentations, there's a little link in the little video description. If you click that link, then I'll be able to see your name if you leave a comment like Heather just did. So do that, and I'll be able to see you're here. And again, oh, I always forget. I should make a note about this, but I am Lee Blue. I'm the founder of Double Stack, and what we do here is I help you make significantly more money as a WordPress consultant by shifting away from being like the web mechanic, you know, the person who just implements websites or does hot fixes here and there, or somebody brings their website in for service and you do a few tweaks and then you move over. Hey, Chris, good to see you. Boop, high five to you. And so what we're shifting away from that into a situation where you do a lot more business consulting and you ultimately end up making more of like a business plan for your clients as opposed to like a technical requirements document. Hey, it's Alinda. Hi, good to see you. And so that's kind of the big idea. And so the outcome of that is you're able to make dramatically more revenue for yourself because you're lifting yourself out of the noise of all of the people that are just selling cheap websites and, you know, fighting for these inexpensive projects. And you're moving yourself into a situation where you're now the business consultant. And in your client's eyes, the big shift that's taking place is they have stopped looking for websites and SEO or email marketing or all of the different technical services that you offer, and they've started looking for you as the consultant. That's the big shift. And once you do that, you're going to find that you dramatically increase your price points, you justify higher rates because you're offering dramatically better outcomes, and you close the door to all the other competition. Because yes, there are a lot of people out there who can put together a WordPress site and they can do it for pretty cheap, but there's no one else that can package together a solution at the level that you are. And that's really what Double Stack is all about. Double Stack is all about figuring out how to put the pieces together so that you can position yourself as someone who can drive results for your clients. And the results that they're ultimately looking for go far beyond just building a WordPress site for a couple bucks or whatever. What they really need is a combination of skills and tools and services, like a multi-skill set approach. And that's the shift that we make with Double Stack. It's the tech stack that actually enables you to drive results, but it's also the business development stack so that you can figure out, well, how do you get your clients to, you know, understand that you have a multi-skill set thing going on here? So those are the two things. The third thing that you get out of Double Stack is the business structure that enables you to scale to the point where you're bringing in an extra $10,000 per month consistently with a handful of clients, like somewhere between like 3 to 7 total clients is all you need in order to scale up to a six-figure business. And when you do that, that's awesome because now you've got the freedom to, you know, live the kind of life that you want. You're getting paid for the work that you do. It's, you know, you're driving results for clients, so they're happy about it too. But there are a bunch of myths that kind of stifle people from making this kind of progress. And that's what we were talking about last week. And that's what we're going to kind of follow up on and kind of wrap up this week. Because there's so many things that kind of stand in the way. But most of the time, like I would say the vast majority of the time, the things standing in your way from where you are right now to where you want to be, where you're bringing in like six figures and you're helping clients grow their business and they're achieving the goals and dreams that they have, the thing that stands in the way of that most of the time are myths, things that aren't even real. And they're mindset issues and just random stuff that people believe that aren't true. And so I kind of wanted to expose that today so that we can break through all of that and be done with it and actually start, you know, crushing it for people. So the first one that I wanted to talk about today is the I can't get my clients to see the value myth. So like a lot of times people think that the reason that they can't charge higher rates is because when they say the higher pricing, then the clients are like, oh, that's too expensive. I can't afford that. I don't understand why it costs so much. Why is it so expensive? You know, other people are doing it for cheaper, you know, and then here you are thinking, well, man, I've been doing this for 10 or five or 10 years. It's some long period of time. And you've got all this experience and skills and everything else. And why is it the case that the client doesn't see the value? And it's tempting to kind of have that kind of off the cuff response. Well, if it's so easy, why don't you do it yourself or something like that, where it's like, obviously it's hard. Otherwise you would be doing it yourself. And so it's going to take me 3 or 4 hours. That means it's going to cost a couple $100, $400 or $500. That's the kind of idea. And a lot of people seem to believe that it's impossible to get clients to see the value, especially with regard to WordPress consulting, because there's so many people out there offering it. And so the solution to that myth, and the reason that it is a myth, is it kind of resolves itself by what we were talking about before. Like you need to be shifting away from like the web mechanic and into the business consulting aspect of the relationship between you and your client. And so what you want to be doing is you want to be showing them the value of the outcome of your work, not the amount of labor it takes to produce the work, right? So for example, it doesn't matter if it takes you 1 second or 1 hour or 1 day or 1 week or 1 month. It doesn't, the amount of time that you have to put into the production of the tools doesn't matter nearly as much as the outcome your client's going to get from it. And one of the analogies that sometimes I will kind of mention it with all of this is the air conditioner analogy. Like suppose it's the summer, or maybe now that we're getting into winter, maybe we should do a heater analogy. But the idea is like, suppose it's really hot, it's in the summer, and here you are, and the air conditioner goes out. And somebody, so you're like, well, I got to get somebody over here to fix my air conditioner because I'm sweating and I can't do anything in the house. It's just too much. What can I do about it? So you call up two different air conditioner guys, and one guy comes over. And he's like, oh, well, here's what you need to do. We got to rebuild this whole thing. I'm going to put, you know, these gold screws in there, like all the best air filters. And, you know, it's going to take me, you know, it's probably going to take me about a month to pull this off. But at the end of the day, you're going to have this awesome air conditioner that is going to be so great. And then you think, okay, well, let's hear what the other guy has to say. And the other guy comes in and says, well, hey, I see the issue here. I get this fixed in about 20 minutes. What would you rather have, right? Like, even if the price was identical, like if both people are going to charge you the same thing, would you rather have this great, awesome air conditioner with like gold screws and fancy filters and everything else that you can't really tell that that's happening? Like nobody even looked at the air. It's like locked away in some kind of storage, you know, closet area or whatever. Most of the time, you don't even see it, which is the same thing with the website, like especially the code that runs the website. It's locked away and clients very seldom ever even see it. Would you rather have that? Or would you rather have somebody fix the problem and get you feeling cool and good to go right on the spot, even if the price was the same? The truth is, I'd probably pay more for the guy that could fix it in 15 or 30 minutes as opposed to somebody who's going to take a whole month to pull it together. And that's an example of why you don't want to be emphasizing the amount of labor involved in creating what you're producing. What you want to do is you want to focus on the outcome that people are getting. Like they're feeling better. They're feeling cooler now. So what you do is instead of presenting like a technical checklist of the things that you're going to do and then expect your clients to see the value of the things on the list, you want to present something more like a business plan. And a business plan is not a technical checklist. It's basically a process of how we're going to get the actual results. Like, what are we going to do here? And when you do something like that, you're going to be able to show the clients the value, because that is the value. Like that's what you're going to be laying out, a step-by-step process to get them the thing that they want. The reason they're not seeing the value is you're laying out a step-by-step process to get something they don't even care about. And therefore, they don't see the value. And then what they begin to do is they begin to think, oh, well, you know, this person says website and that person says website. This person says SEO and that person says SEO. This person says email marketing and that person says email marketing. But this person over here is 10 times more expensive than this person over here. I don't see the value. And duh, of course, you're not going to see the value. You're going to be thinking, the client will be thinking, oh, this is overpriced. This is not a good investment. I could get the same thing for less. And that's what happens when you show somebody a technical checklist of things that they need to be doing in order to get, you know, the technical outcomes that they want. But the reason they don't see the value in it is because they see other people offering the same thing for dramatically less. If you throw that away and you then present a step-by-step process that looks much more like, here is where you're going to find your prospects. And this is how we're going to engage those prospects. And this is how we convert the prospects into paying customers. And this is how we get them as repeat customers. And this is how we get them to tell their friends and kind of share the love. You're like, when you begin to lay it out like that and you say, and the final result is, look, you've got more customers, more revenue, you know, more brand visibility, more people know about you, more people are coming into your store. Those are the outcomes that people want. And when you show people that, then of course they see the value. And so the whole shift here is shifting away from like a technical request for proposal kind of, you know, checklist of things that you're going to do, and into a situation where you're actually showing them the things that they value, right? The last thing I want to say about that is the difference between what you value and what they value. So if you think back to the concept of the air conditioner analogy, like the guy that's building this fantastically fancy air conditioner with all of these fancy parts, that would be stuff that the air conditioner guy values because he's the one fiddling with the air conditioner. What the person inside the house values is whether or not the thing runs and do people feel cool. So that's the idea behind the shift. And when you make that shift, you're going to find that the clients are seeing the value because you're showing them what they value. So that's why it's a myth. It's a myth that clients don't see the value, but it's also, with every myth, there's a nugget of truth. They don't see the value in the same things that you might see the value as the person who's doing the implementation of all this stuff. So that's another myth. The next one is, nobody ever agrees to my monthly retainers or my service plans or anything like that. And that clients just won't agree to any sort of ongoing contract or relationship at all. And of course, that is a giant myth. It's like, when you start working with me with regard to DoubleStack, the main thing that I do is help you develop an offer that includes right off the bat the concept of you continuously working with the client, doing online marketing and consulting work with them. And so you're going to have an offer that has two components to it. The first component is, what kind of tools do you have to put in place to really drive results for your clients? And that's going to look a little bit different based on the skill set that you're coming to the table with to begin with, what kind of interests you have, like what kind of markets do you want to work with, and what kind of people are you looking to help, and things like that. So obviously like a relationship coach or a health coach or a nutritionist would have slightly different tools and ways of approaching their business compared to like a landscaping business or a real estate agent or a lawyer or a dentist or doctor or something like that. So what we'll do is we'll figure out what does that look like for you, and then we'll set up a situation where there's two components to what you're doing. The first thing that you're going to do is you're going to build out a series of tools that will enable you to drive results for your clients. So that's where the double stack comes into play once again. You want technical tools that drive technical results so that you have a fast loading, secure, awesome, responsive website, which would be kind of on the technical side. But then you also want to make sure that you have the business development tools, like the technical skills to like hook up a email opt-in list or put together like a couple of different types of sales funnels or a variety of different things you can do with email marketing and drip campaigns and like automating the nurturing of leads and things like that. Those are all technical skills you have in order to be able to drive business outcomes. And so we look at that. And so then what you have is you have two components to your offer. The first component is building out the tools that you need to be successful. And you'll probably find yourself charging $3,000 to $10,000 for that, maybe $5,000 on average. And then what you'll have is, okay, well, now that I've built all these tools, the reason we built the tools is so now that we can then use them, right? So it doesn't make any sense to build all this stuff just to kind of let it sit there. Of course, the whole point behind it is you use the stuff that you just put in place. And that's why you have the retainer, and that's built in right off the bat. So so that's the idea behind DoubleStack. And what you'll find is that everyone agrees to the retainer because it doesn't make any sense to start working with you if they're not going to let you use the tools that you just set up, which is different from when you have like the technical style of proposal and you kind of tell people, I'm going to build this website and then here it is. And now I'm going to teach you how to blog or how to use it, which of course nobody ever does. Like the clients will never do that. And even if they try, they will have two problems. They'll not have the endurance to keep doing it, and they'll be pretty crappy at doing it when they first start. So then they'll, of course, not have the endurance to continue. So if you're setting up a situation where you're handing over a website and expecting the client to be fully responsible for using the tools that you just built, everybody's getting set up for failure because you're getting set up for failure in the sense that you don't have any recurring revenue. You're going to have to constantly be on the hunt for clients. That is the most time intensive and expensive thing that you could possibly do. Wouldn't it be better if you could keep working with the client you already had? And then your client's going to be set up for failure too, because now here they are, a functional medicine doctor or a marriage counselor or a relationship coach or a nutritionist, and they're trying to figure out how to do email marketing and SEO and stuff like that. So they're obviously going to be set up for failure too. So that's not what you want. But what most people tend to do when it comes to getting people on these ongoing retainers is you create a brand new problem that you then solve yourself. So for example, maybe somebody was on a Wix website and you moved them over to WordPress, and now they have to do plugin updates and WordPress core updates. They've got to do various security patches and stuff that might maybe on the server itself, because now they're self-hosting. They've got to do backups and all of that. There's a lot of stuff. And so all of those are brand new problems that they didn't have on Wix. Right? So Wix takes care of all that kind of behind the scenes. You don't have to fiddle with it. But when you move somebody over to WordPress, now you're creating a brand new set of problems. And then you're explaining, well, this is why we got to solve all this stuff. And it's all your stuff. That's your problem. Like you created that problem for them. And then when you try to then solve it going forward by saying, here's what we needed to keep that going, to keep the ball rolling, to keep everything fast and secure and stable and all that stuff, nobody really wants that because it doesn't have any immediate outcome in terms of winning new clients and all the stuff we just talked about with like the business development stuff. It's you're creating a brand new problem that then you're asking them to pay you on a continuous basis to solve. And they're feeling that like that's kind of a crappy deal. So that is an issue. That's why most clients don't want the retainer. They just say, well, let's just roll the dice on it. And I hope that we don't get hacked. And if we do, I'll just pay you to fix it later. So when you shift again, so like the previous myth about how getting clients to see the value, if you begin to create a retainer that's focused on delivering the value that they really want, which is something that they come to the table with initially, then everybody says yes. Everybody wants more clients. And if it requires you doing something on a consistent basis to generate that, then of course they hire you for it. And the whole thing is baked in from the beginning. Like the whole point of building out the tools is so that you can use the tools. So that's a big myth. The myth is all the clients actually want the retainer, but the way that most people go about trying to get like maintenance plans and hosting and things like that into the mix is not showing the clients the value like we were talking about in the first myth we talked about. So that's the idea behind myth number two about nobody ever agrees to monthly service plans. The truth is everybody agrees to monthly plans. It's just not for technical maintenance alone. It's for the things that they actually care about. And so that's what we have to figure out. So that ultimately comes down to marketing, positioning, differentiating yourself, and setting yourself up as the leader rather than someone who's just kind of taking orders. So again, these are all things that we cover when we kind of start diving into things more deeply in the actual program itself, if that's something that you want to be a part of. But right off the cuff, if you want to get results out of this, shift your marketing so that when you onboard clients into the monthly retainers, it's actually doing stuff that's pushing them further along the lines towards the things they actually care about, rather than creating a whole bunch of brand new problems that then they hire you to solve when if they had never worked with you in the first place, they've never even had the problems. So that's the big key there. And And then the next bundle of myths, let's see if I can kind of wrap this up a little bit and kind of keep today a little bit shorter than last time where we went a little bit long. But the next one is like, I can't justify higher prices when so many people are willing to do all of this stuff for less. Or maybe the myth is more along the lines of, you know, I don't know the secret marketing platform that really drives the best results for people. And that's why I can't charge more, because I don't know what the right tools are. And they're kind of the same thing. The idea again behind that first one about like, I can't justify higher prices because so many people do the same thing for less. When you begin to shift away from being a means to an end of a technical end, like I'm going to work with Chris because Chris can make me a website and I want a website, but other people could give me a website. If for whatever reason, Chris is too busy and he can't do it, well, then maybe Heather or maybe Alinda can help me out. And, you know, I'll get websites from them because, you know, Chris is too busy or whatever. So there's a bunch of other ways to go about, you know, getting my website. Therefore, if Chris says, I'm going to charge 10 times more than Heather's charging, well, then I'm going to say, well, this is a bad deal for me. I'm going to go with Heather because she can give me a website for less. Even if, you know, even if I would rather work with one person than another, like even if you wanted to work with somebody on Upwork and you didn't really want to work with someone on Upwork, but they were only charging $500 for the website, but somebody in person was going to be charging you $5,000 for the website and you think you're buying a website, then you don't really like that. You feel like it's too expensive, you can't do it, and the person can't justify the higher prices because the focus is on the website. Shift the focus onto yourself. Like, and so I'm coupling these two myths together because it ultimately comes down to shifting the focus onto yourself. So you don't want people to think, oh, I need a website and an email marketing thing and whatever. You want people to think that they need you. And the reason they need you is because you're laying out the path to success rather than a path to a website. That's a really big difference. And so that is kind of the myth here. It's like, I can't justify higher prices when so many people will do it for less. Change what you're doing. Don't be the kind of person who just builds websites. Be the kind of person who, once you get connected with you, then you're the one leading them into like what they actually want, like what the actual outcomes that they really, really want. That's the big shift that you want to make there. And then that kind of leads me into this final one, which is, I don't know the secret marketing platform. Like, so many people will call me and be like, hey, I've kind of been out of the loop for a while. I don't really know all the different platforms. You know, what are people doing to market right now? And that's a legitimate question, because like, if you've been out of the loop for a while, maybe you don't know about all the new stuff that's going on with like landing pages and lead magnets and the different kinds of sales funnels that are out there and the different tools you can use to kind of put that together pretty quickly in the WordPress ecosystem. Like maybe you're just kind of trying to get up to speed, and that's totally something we can figure out. But the other side of that coin is, sometimes people are just constantly on the hunt for the magical tool or the magical platform. What can I learn that nobody else knows about that's going to let me kind of get the upper edge and, you know, figure out how like I can provide a better level of service than everybody else because I know the secret tool. And so if you feel like you're kind of in that second category where you're just constantly on the hunt for a better set of tools, then you've got a mindset problem. And the mindset problem is, you don't want to be looking out there for all of the fanciest tools as if there's some kind of magical tool that people are using that skyrocket people to the you know, first page of Google overnight, or that, you know, generate tons of organic traffic through some other means or whatever. There is no special, like, everybody knows all the tools. I'm assuming that you kind of keep up with this stuff. Like, there aren't really any magical, unknown, kind of unicorn-style tools out there. And so the truth is, you need to figure out, like, what combination of the tools and skills and services and insight into the market and all of these different things can you deliver? So what you really want to be doing is, you don't want to be thinking, I need to look out there for a skill or a tool that my client really needs. You need to be looking in here. Like, in yourself. Like, you want you want your client to think, the reason that I'm successful is because I'm working with Heather, or the reason that I'm successful is because I'm working with Chris or with Alinda. You want that. You don't want them to say, the reason I'm successful is because I have a rockin' Google My Business profile. Or you don't want them to think, the reason I'm successful is because I'm using MailerLite now instead of MailChimp. You know, because that's not true. What's really true is, the reason that they're successful is because you put them on the path to success and you're holding their hand along the way, every step of the way. You're leading them into the success that they couldn't get if it wasn't for you. And so what that means is you've shifted away from being a web mechanic, is kind of the phrase that I tend to use, or you're just somebody kind of taking orders, doing the things that they think they want. And you're moving into a situation where you're giving your client access to stuff they've never even heard of, or tools that they didn't even know exist, or didn't know how to assemble them in the right way or whatever, so that you can actually get business growth out of it. And when you, of course, shift in that direction, then you know, you begin to realize that what your client really needs isn't out there. What they really need is in you. And of course, that means you're going to be a high ticket consultant because you're driving high ticket results. So those are the myths that I kind of wanted to go through today, trying to keep it a little bit shorter than we did last time. But if this is all sounding like kind of the stuff that you want to be implementing in your business and you want like much more in-depth help, like kind of one-on-one, well, that's what Double Stack is all about. But even if that's not, if you're not ready for that, what we can do is just get on the phone for about 45 minutes, kind of one-on-one together. And then we can talk about this in the context of your business. And like, you know, I'll try to do everything that I can to help. If it sounds like it's going to be a good fit to kind of work together in a more like organized environment and you want to be a double stacker, we can talk about that, see if that's going to be a good fit. And if it's not, I'm 100% open about it. Like one of the things that's so awesome about Double Stack is that I don't have to sell it to anyone. And in fact, it's an invitation only course, which means that nobody gets into it if I don't feel like you're ready or if I don't feel like you'll be successful at it. And if you're thinking, well, I don't know if I know enough to do it yet, or I don't know if I have the skills to really help my clients, I'll tell you. I'll say, hey, you know, you're not ready for this yet. Here, let me put you in touch with some other resources so you can kind of ramp up your skills to the point where then you might be ready later on. So we can talk about that. So the bottom line is, if you want to get into a situation where you're not just, you know, just taking orders from people to kind of fix website problems, and you want to get into a situation where you are more of a business consultant and you're driving outcomes for your clients by using the skills and tools that you have, let's get on the phone and talk about what that looks like for you. Like, what kind of marketing do we have to get in place for you to attract the clients you want to be working with? And what should you be charging for that? And how do you get the retainer in place? Like, what services do you put together to really make that happen? So if that sounds like the kind of thing you want to talk about, head over to doublestack.net/call and you'll see my calendar pop up. Pick a time that works for you and we will get on the phone and really dial this stuff in. And I think what you're going to do is you're going to find that you're going to come away with at least three really cool things. You're going to come away with a really strong understanding of what kind of skills and tools that you want to need to kind of develop on your own versus what kind of things you could outsource. We'll talk about, you know, what's the secret behind the marketing idea? Like how do you dial in your marketing to reach the people you want to market to? Like, that's the idea, which I can't do here because we're in this group with like 1,300, 1,400 people, whatever it is. And like, I don't know, everybody might want to work to somebody different. I don't know. But when we get on the phone one-on-one, you can say, hey, like here's what my interests are. And this is what my skill set kind of points me towards. And this is what I'm interested in and passionate about. And we'll talk about that. And so we'll get your marketing dialed in. And then the final thing that we'll talk about is the business structure you need to have so that you can actually hit your income goals. What I mean by that is, if you're in a structure where you're kind of doing the one and done projects and you have these long periods of time where there are no projects and you're going for like a full day with no billable hours or a full week with no billable hours because you're trying to find new clients and you don't have that residual income coming in, then we need to fix that business structure so that you can actually work like a regular 8-hour day and still bring in a 6-figure income from that. So on your own too, by the way, like the pattern that we set up, if you get yourself somewhere between like 3 to 7, maybe 5 to 10 clients, like just a handful of clients like that, and you've got them on board for like a monthly retainer for, even if it's just $850 per month, which would be like 10 hours of your time, if you're charging $85 an hour, that's a huge win. That's over $10,000 per year just on your introductory kind of retainer package. And of course, we just talked about the myth about clients never wanting to onboard with those, you know, monthly retainers. Well, the truth is all the clients want to onboard with the monthly retainer, assuming they feel like that retainer is actually pushing them further down the road to where they want to go rather than pulling them back, solving problems they didn't even have before. So that's the idea. So if that sounds good to you, head over to doublestack.net/call. We'll get on the phone for like 45 minutes and really dial all of this stuff in together to make sure that you feel great about the tools and the services that you offer. You've got the marketing dialed in to really kind of reach out to the right clients you're looking for. And you've got an understanding of what kind of business structure you need and what the prices are to kind of get that to happen so that you can scale your business to the point that you want without burning yourself out all day long every day trying to, you know, just kind of push something that's not going to move. So there we go, guys. I'm going to get back on next Thursday. So 2 days from now, and we're going to do another one of our e-commerce sessions together. So we'll be talking about, you know, more of the financing, payments, recurring revenue, generating new revenue streams, that kind of stuff on Thursday. But for today, if this is resonating with you, leave a message in the comments below. I'll keep an eye on that throughout the week. And that'll be awesome. So definitely head over to doublestack.net/call if you'd like to talk. And we'll get on the phone and really dial all this in specifically for you. So awesome. High five for the week and look forward to talking to you soon. All right, guys, take care. Oh, Chris says, yeah, buddy, can't wait to talk with you tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it too, Chris. I know I've seen you here in a couple of these chats. I'm really looking forward to catching up with you. It's going to be awesome. All right, man. Talk to you soon.